Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
In the second chapter of the book of John, we find Jesus and his mother at a wedding celebration in Cana. We can only assume that Jesus and his family and friends were close to the bride or groom, and during the course of the celebration, what might seem minor to us became a major disaster to the wedding party. Maybe the wedding party was drinking more than normal, or maybe there was poor planning on the part of the newlyweds, but they ran out of wine. There were no Walmarts or Woods to run to in order to buy more, and this could have been a huge embarrassment to the newlyweds. Mary, Jesus' mother, overhears the dilemma and goes to Jesus and simply says, "They're out of wine." Now, maybe this was a hint on her part or a push on her part, but it was just simply stated, and Jesus responds and says, "What's this got to do with me?" But then he takes action. Mary says to the helpers, "Whatever he tells you do, do it." And Jesus tells them to gather water in the barrels, and he does the unthinkable. He turns the water into wine. When the governor of the feast tastes the wine, he comments that it's much better than the original wine he tasted. And he notes that it's unusual to save the best for last. Isn't it amazing that even in times and things that some might think aren't that big a deal, if it's important to you, it's important to Jesus. You've heard there's no problem that's too big to Jesus, but did you know there's also no problem that's too small? You see, Jesus loves and cares for you regardless of how big or small you may think your situation is, because it's important to him, because you're important to him. Running out of wine wasn't life or death, but it certainly would have been very embarrassing for the wedding party. Your situation doesn't have to be life or death to get Jesus' attention. He loves you and is concerned about your situation, even if no one else is.